This is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin. We're back with Solfege, a hip-hop group with an Afro-Caribbean sound. We'll hear more from the band in just a few minutes. But before that, we wanted to take a pause to hear a little bit from you, our listeners.
Hi, I'm Irma Munoz from Mission, Texas, and I listen to Tell Me More on the web. It's been an eventful year for my family. My dad got diagnosed with Alzheimer's a couple of years ago, and this year my parents came to live with us. Amidst all this change, we had Cruz Mateo, our first baby. It's been overwhelming at times, but I thank God every day that my son is getting to know his grandfather and that my mom has been here with me to teach me how to be a better mom. I can't imagine my son's life or my husband's and my life without my parents, and I'm so thankful for that.
My name is Anna Sachs, and I'm in Washington, D.C., and I listen to Tell Me More on the radio when I'm driving in my car. This Thanksgiving, I'm especially grateful for my family. I have a lot of gratitude for my wonderful, loving husband. And this year in particular, it's very special because we'll be expanding our family. We'll be welcoming our first child in February. So I'm very grateful to be starting my family. And I'm also very grateful to be able to make my parents grandparents for the first time.
Hi, I'm Marianne Bakey, and I listen to Tell Me More on WAMU in Washington, D.C. And this Thanksgiving, I'm reminded of that year in graduate school that I hosted my family for the holiday for the first and only time. I didn't really know what I was doing, but all the cooks I had seen in the past made it look manageable. Imagine my surprise when Thanksgiving morning, I pulled out the frozen turkey and realized it should already be thawed. I ran all over the city trying to find a fresh turkey, which, of course, threw off my schedule for all the fixings and the side dishes. Somehow, I don't know how, we got through it. Remembering all that stress that day reminds me of all the people who will spend most of this holiday in the kitchen, and I am very grateful for all of their efforts. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Make sure you hug the cook.
Thanks to all of you who called in to share your Thanksgiving thoughts.